Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, girl.
Hey, happy State of the Union.
Who are you talking to?
You, I'm congratulating all the members of the United States.
Nope. I don't have no parts of that. That's not my business.
I know.
I'm not. No. Mm-mm. No.
Well,
so happy Tuesday.
Happy, yeah, basically.
Happy Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Basically, which I cannot wait to watch when we're wrapping this up.
Bitch.
But it's also a great time to be Black.
All right. What a time to be alive. You don't know it. It's even though the song is like 8 years old.
I've seen it. In captions.
Nope, we're gonna
so
move
I do
on.
Know it's a song.
That's thank you so much. I'm so glad that you know it's a song.
Like I didn't even use the caption, like what a time to be alive. And anyway, but I like the way it sounds as an expression.
We have to move on.
Okay. We can do that. We have a cheap wine festival of sorts tonight because our wine of the night is cheap. So cheers to that.
Cheers. Oh, that was pretty.
It was. But let's just get right into it with the shit that matters. The Roc Nation brunch.
Why weren't we invited?
All right, well, I'm not a musician.
So, oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't know why that. You weren't invited, but I know why I wasn't invited.
Well, okay. I want to be invited to places that look like they had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, that looks like it was fun. I wish I got an invitation so I could have gone.
That makes sense. That's you excited to go to our reunion.
I really am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would not have wanted to be at the Roc Nation brunch, but I did enjoy the pictures. I felt like everyone looked great and they must have had fun.
Listen, this bitch Cassie.
Yeah.
Cassie did it for me for that.
Young Cassie reminded all you hoes that
she's here.
She came in here off the Delia's catalog with a purpose. With a motherfucking purpose. Because you could not take your eyes off of her in the catalog.
I didn't know that that's where she came from. Makes sense. A beautiful woman, or she was a beautiful child whenever that situation started. But the point is, when they walked in together, you saw Puffy, but no one really paid attention to him. It was all about that beautiful woman and them shoulders and that damn hat.
Yeah.
And what did she have, like a low ponytail situation going on?
Oh, she looked like $1 million. She looked like a full $1 million. I was so proud of her.
I was with it, very much with it.
I was like, you belong here, bitch. You don't have to have any musical success. You still belong at this brunch.
She said, I know my role and I'm going to fulfill it.
That's what she did.
So kudos to you, ho.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I mean, not like ho, you know, but like ho, you know?
2032. And Jay-Z was dressed like he was at the Harlem Renaissance. But I was like, you know what? She probably was like, I don't care. I like this outfit.
She doesn't care at all.
I'm wearing this outfit. I'm wearing these motherfucking glasses. I don't care if this has nothing to do with the theme. I don't match my husband. Whatever.
What was the theme?
She looked like $1 million. I don't know what the theme was, but it seemed like kind of like Harlem Renaissance-y. Mm-hmm. Just based off of the vintage looks that some of the attendees had. And then the people that got their invitations like a couple days ago, they just had on regular clothes.
Because I saw a lot of men in turtlenecks and blazers. And it made me uncomfortable. What are you doing? Y'all have like money, right? Can you do something else?
Yes.
No.
To quote Jocelyn, "Ho, why is you here?" But yeah, they look like $1 million. Well, Jay-Z did not. But, you know, I understand he's working on an album. Do you want to talk about some of our album predictions?
Sure.
Okay. So you believe it may be a duet?
Yeah, I do.
I hope it is.
Because they're both, well, first, you know, him in this not haircut leads me to believe that he's focused on other things. But that's his pattern, right? He does not get a haircut while he's working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it better be fucking golden. Because you're looking crazy next to your wife with this not haircut, okay?
He looks so, he looked like he was lost and just asked for some help. My God, he did not, he did, they did not belong together at that brunch. But the other thing that they did, well, really, I don't even know what he looked like in that other look because I was just looking at her with that hat holding the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't need to be in that picture. If you just take your left hand and cover Jay-Z up, like I did 17 times every time I saw that picture come up on my timeline.
Yeah.
Just cover him up and she just is stunning.
Yeah, she gets it. She
for
knows,
no real reason.
She knows her angles. She knows what works. She knows what to wear. Like she's got it all figured out. As does Blue Ivy.
Listen.
Blue Ivy gets it. It's almost like Blue Ivy listens to the read and knows how they speak for her. Because the way she was like,
first of all,
I'm doing a hand motion for shut the fuck up.
I could not get over how beautiful she looked doing it. I moved past the disrespect and just focused on her face and how gorgeous she is with her hair pulled up in that bun. Just, you know, looking like a happy child.
Crystal said it. Crystal said when she was born and everybody was talking about her hair and how Beyonce was doing it, Crystal said that baby is going to have motherfucking edges.
And all you people talking trash.
And that baby, it's all the edges.
The edges are thriving.
Beautiful.
Flourishing. Okay?
Crystal really said that shit, and it's true.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Calm down.
Listen.
I'm going to start doing that to you.
And she meant it.
Because I know you didn't like it. I know you didn't like it.
I don't know who you're talking to, little girl.
Yeah, she tried it. She definitely tried it.
Because are you grown or are you a child?
I feel like.
Are you grown or do you need snacks? And not your purse, in my purse.
I feel like Jay-Z don't have nothing to do with nothing, right? But Beyonce understands her angles and she knows where the cameras are. And so she didn't check that shit. Just like she did that crazy in the elevator. She stood there and acted the same. But I bet you she tore up ass. I bet she did. Because Miss Tina don't play.
I feel like Beyonce has mastered the speaking between clenched teeth.
Little girl, I'm going to fuck you up.
If you don't sit the,
as soon as
if you
get
don't
out
sit
of
the fuck down. Do you see that we in the front row?
This is why I didn't even want to bring your ass.
You're dirty. Think that you need to come everywhere.
He thought he was getting fucking awards.
And that's why he can't have none of your damn snacks.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That oh, my God. That was the realest shit ever, though. She's sitting there looking like $1 million. I'm just backing up to that. Nothing else, right? They just look so good.
Yeah.
Everyone looked like they just had a really good black ass time.
Yes. Lord have mercy.
And the Grammys, I was excited for Cardi B for performing. I had it on mute, so I don't know what that song was, but I imagine it's a finesse song that I also haven't heard. But she wore that like in Living Color outfit.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Grammys. Did you watch?
No, I only saw what I saw when we were at San Antonio.
Oh, we worked together.
Looking at it in silence.
Yeah.
That was the most I got of it. I didn't really care. I mean, I wish everyone well, but I wasn't invested. Yeah.
Who looked good at the Grammys?
Beyonce is all I remember.
Okay.
Who else was there?
I enjoyed who? Okay, so I like SZA's carpet look.
Oh, yeah, she looked cute. Oh, and Cardi B looked like a little Cinderella princess. I love how they make her look like a princess every time she goes somewhere. That's cute.
They called her Dora.
They are rude.
I mean,
whoever they is.
But also, it's correct. Did you see her hair? That was Dora hair. I thought it was cute.
Shout out to Cardi B.
I love her.
She didn't win anything, right? But she got to perform.
Yeah, I think that no one that we normally care about won anything.
Yeah, because SZA didn't win.
But they had Jay-Z and Beyonce at that whole Grammys event for them to win nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I heard that it was like a subtle fuck you because of...
I think that's exactly what it was.
The title.
They wanted to embarrass him, and that's what they did. You gonna have this man sit in the front? You know he doesn't even come to these awards.
If you're Jay-Z, are you really embarrassed by that?
I think that that's what the Grammys were trying to do.
Yeah, that was their intention, but it didn't come off as an embarrassment for him because everybody just paid attention. The whole, like, the highlight was his fucking family the whole time. So, you know, congratulations, Grammys.
Someone was saying that they panned out, like, every time an award was announced and mm-hmm. he wasn't the winner, they would focus on him.
Yeah, it was very petty. It was very, very petty. But, I mean, I bet it won't happen again.
It won't. Not with that family.
It won't. You can Beyonce that big ass hat on the front row.
Girl.
That's a rude bitch. She is fuckless.
But who's gonna check her? Who's gonna check her, boo?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so that's basically all I have for the Grammys. You wanna move on to Black as Fuck?
What are your feelings about the Grammys?
Come say your feelings over here so we can hear you.
I think it's time that we... Sorry, I have to walk over to the microphone. So, the Washington Post 6 days ago, the music critic did this, who should have won the Grammys for the last, I think, 30 years, going back to 1985.
What? That was in the Washington Post?
Washington Post music critic. And he did who should have been nominated for and who should have won Best Album of the Year every year going all the way back. And basically, going back, only three of the albums of the year align to what they should have been. So I'm listening to this, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, why do we give the Grammys all of this power? This whole hashtag of Oscar so white, of Grammy so white, the reason that we're angry is because you're supposed to receive a lot of accolades, a lot of access, a lot of money once you have been acknowledged as being the best award of your winning class, mm-hmm. right? But the judges of these two bodies are not representing the audience who is consuming the music. So why have we even given the Grammys the authority to say who is good and who is worthy and who is deserving of victory? Why do we even acknowledge the Oscars as the determining body of the quality of the content that comes out of this industry? Why don't we take it and own it and we decide and we have a more crowdsourced, more democratic, more honest, more real body that says you are our king, you are our queen, you are the content that we want to consume, you're the owner, the producer of the content that we want to consume. Mm-hmm. Here are our accolades, take your prize and take our money. Because isn't that what it's supposed to be about?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about.
You make a great point, friend. Also, guys, this is, we have a guest. And
hello.
This is my cousin, Michelle, who kind of lives everywhere. Mm. And she's just staying with us for a little while. So welcome, friend, and thank you for your input.
Hello, and thank you. I'll go back to my very comfortable sofa, and if I have more feelings, I'll join you later.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you in advance.
So, yeah, and I agree. I think that really, that's why I guess we weren't emotionally invested in watching it, really, because nobody really cares. Everyone knows that it's all about white people and white supremacy and whatever they want to do for the Grammys, but it's fun to see, like, who went.
How do you feel about Thick Rihanna?
Oh, I love Thick Rihanna, and she's so pleased with herself. Did you
she
see her
absolutely
looking
is.
Like a million, another million fucking dollars? And that's what I love about her is that she is so clearly saying, "Fuck your standards,
fuck y'all, fuck.
I'm a bad bitch." Okay.
What you gonna do? You got something to say to me? Me? You know I'm Rihanna.
Yeah, do you know I'm Rihanna?
Huh.
Yeah, she's definitely living a dream on her own terms. And that's what I find most enjoyable about her.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But
that outfit was really cute. I
the pink dress.
I love
that
look. If she had like some like kind of burgundy leather or leather.
Oh, yes. On, okay.
She looked really, really good. Also, let's just get into niggas that looked good. The Black Panther movie.
Okay, that's what I thought you were opening with. You know, I'm all about it.
Everyone looks so good. Issa Rae.
I loved. Love. Love.
I'm not doing this with you.
So many things to tell you.
No, but she really did.
She looked so, that fucking dress.
She looked like the essence of all that is beautiful.
Oh, God. And then Cousin Lupita in that royal purple ass gown, on that royal purple ass, not red carpet, but the purple carpet.
Yeah, I mean, they all looked good. They looked so good.
They were so proud.
Donald Glover.
Yes.
Is on my list now.
List for what?
I'll pay attention to him.
You're an ass.
No,
I know that you're serious. That's why I'm telling you you're an ass.
He did great at the Grammys, and he also looked great at the premiere. And we're just excited about Atlanta returning. That was a fantastic show.
Everyone on the Black Panther red carpet just looks so proud and so honored to be there and to be, you know, just in your blackness. Just be here in your blackness. Watch this movie. Everyone who has seen the movie is saying only fantastic things about it. So I can't wait. Did you see that Jemele Hill said you're going to want to see this over and over again?
Yeah.
I'm about it.
Excuse us. What? Oh, I thought you were talking about the State of the Union. Do you have a State of the Union update? We might have a State of the Union update from Six. What's up?
He resigned. A fuckboy is talking, and his fuckboy minions are clapping.
Oh, God. For real? People are clapping for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you. If you have anything else, just let us know. You're welcome to join the dialogue.
Well, Wakanda is in the building. There is a group of senators and congresspeople who are wearing kente cloth. Ties.
What?
What?
Wakanda is in the building.
Just hit last.
Oh my God. Okay, but thank you.
Fans,
yeah. Oh, wow. Now that's exciting.
That is exciting. That might be the best thing about this.
I'm here for Wakanda. Union. Wherever Wakanda's showing up. Is that our code name for Unity now? Good, it should be.
For what?
Oh, for Unity. I need to enter. We're there now.
Oh, there we go. There's our president.
No, we don't need sound. We don't need sound.
No hour. They're there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't belong to me. So anyway, when I saw the pictures from the movie premiere last night, all I could think about is opening weekend and my timeline being full of people going to see the movie and putting on their best, whatever they feel like to watch. Yeah. And I'm excited about that.
When we get back from Turks and Caicos, I'm going to be wearing a grass fields dress and a leather jacket. Fucking period.
You know, I looked it up to see if there are movie theaters in Turks that will be playing the movie. Unfortunately, the answer is no.
I'm pretty sure. I think we'll just stick to the beach and food. Okay, I need to hold your hand to talk about this.
Oh, God. What is it?
Cecil and Dr. Simone.
I am so sad about it. When I saw it, I gasped. And I said, this has to be a joke. They're lying. This cannot be true. I am so invested in them. Like, they're my auntie and uncle. What is happening? What happened?
You have to value your marriage. And Cecil, he just, oh my God.
So, okay. Is Cecil really the problem?
I think.
No.
This is only what I think. I do not know, right?
Okay.
I think that Cecil and Dr. Simone are operating with a few elements of class here. And there's some shit that we don't know. Dr. Simone and Cecil have some class. And they're not going to air all their dirty laundry to us and the Shade Room. So I believe that every time she says, you know, Cecil doesn't tell me he loves me and stuff like that, I believe it's her way of communicating that she rolled up on some shit with him that he can't undo, that just cannot be undone for their marriage. Because if we take it at surface value, it doesn't seem like big enough of a deal. And then they're able to get along on the trip and do all of that and sweep it under the rug. But for her to leave and just make some of the statements that she did.
For her to say at the reunion, she was like, oh, no, it's done. I'm getting a divorce. Like, it's over. That's what the Shade Room said. Like, it is a done deal. This is not even anything is in question. Yeah. She's saying she's done.
She don't have time for that.
So
I bet you.
Okay, so when they were first having problems, we didn't know what the problems were about. Later on, they introduced that it was because he took $25,000 out of their account. First of all, who the fuck are you to just decide you're going to take $25,000 out the account and just do what you want? You're not even going to give me a clue, a hint.
I've seen that a lot with husbands of wealthy ladies just making financial decisions to feel like men.
No joint bank account, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that your
say it louder.
Allowance goes into. No joint bank accounts. What your allowance is deposited into is the only one you get access to.
Yes, allowance. One day I'll know what that is.
That's very real, man. But yeah, I think that Cecil just really fucked up and it cannot be undone. And that's where we are. And I don't even know if it'll ever really get out to us. But remember, she was freaking out about whether or not he took that money out for a girlfriend. So the girlfriend thing was definitely was present.
Yeah, but you know what? She has, or they have alluded to some kind of something
and
before.
That's why we know what the deal breakers are.
Okay.
And the shit she can't let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she left. You know, I mean, I don't know everything, but I do know niggas, and I know when niggas fuck up.
I don't know much.
Oh boy!
But I know.
I mean, because they're not very different in their patterns when they fuck up, you know. And the way that we have to publicly
men, period.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. And the way that we have to publicly kind of deal with those breakups, the patterns and the things that we say to save face and protect children and stuff like that. It all usually points to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cecil got ahead of himself. Clarence? What the hell
Curtis.
Is his name? Yeah, I knew it was an old black man name.
Absolutely it is. Okay. So, that Curtis situation. So the way I saw it, what I caught was, what's her face? Fake eyes. What's her name?
Mariah.
No, the other fake eyes.
Toya.
Okay. Dumb fake eyes. That's what we'll call her.
Oh.
She's not smart. So dumb fake eyes was trying to find somewhere to sit. Now, why she didn't go sit on her husband's lap,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Or maybe stand next to her husband or maybe make her husband get up so she could sit. I don't know. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, she was trying to find somewhere to sit and she was walking by Curtis. And Curtis pulled her into his seat so that she was sitting in between his legs. Okay, so problem one. Mr. Curtis, why are you pulling anyone to sit in your lap that is not your wife? Number two, even if it was your wife, you could not pull her into your lap in that way because she don't even fuck with you like that. Number three, Toya, why did you stay there?
That was weird.
Number four, after you stayed there, why did you bring it up to everyone as if you had a real problem with the situation? Because something it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up to me. There's it's off balance.
She wanted to make it about
it's off kilter. This is nonsense. Do something else. Do the fuck something else.
No, Toya's not smart, and she's not bringing enough to the table. She really annoyed me with that. Like, it really annoyed me.
When she pulled, was it Simone over to the side and was like, or was it Simone or Quad that she pulled over and was like, I can't believe that he would do that?
Everybody. But I think Simone was on camera saying,
The first person that she pulled over, to the side, I was like, oh, hell no. You're very confused. You're very confused.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that he did it in a way like he was trying to flirt with her. It just was not an appropriate move.
It wasn't, sir. You're drawing more negative.
Also, Mr. Curtis, why are you even here?
Yeah, Mr. Curtis.
It's not time for y'all to be on vacation together yet. She when just was, started hugging you.
It was
you.
Time for y'all to be on vacation last year. You didn't show up.
And instead, you took some other bitch on vacation.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
So, Mr. Curtis, you know, I was annoyed that they brought him on that trip.
Why? And okay, and then did you see Dr. Jackie look at Dr. Simone? She gave her the eye like, bitch, what is you doing?
Why would you bring
him? Why? Do we, is this necessary? I just told you I started talking to this motherfucker. Yeah. And you decide it's time to go on vacation? And they're going to put us in the same room?
Dr. Simone was just like, let me focus on helping somebody else because my shit is so fucked up.
And isn't that what Heavenly said?
Fuck Heavenly, though. It doesn't matter.
No, absolutely. You know, I don't fuck with her at all. I don't like her at all.
Yeah.
I don't like her at all.
I mean, is she so you can tell that she's not confident in her marriage with Dr. Damon. Because
why you say that?
Anytime. Okay, so remember before, like the first couple episodes when she was like, you know, but daddy, would you ever do that to me?
Daddy.
All of that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And you could tell she was really uncomfortable with his answer.
Mm-hmm.
So this time when they asked her, you know, where is Damon? And she gave the answer. And then she was like, don't be worried about where the hell my husband is. Da, da, da. Like, she just immediately, she's
it's a
so
reflex. She can't
insecure
help it.
About him. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he let his passport expire so he got some time to himself. Wouldn't you? I would. Heavenly is draining.
She is.
So yeah. Okay. Are we going to talk about Jay Holiday?
First of all, we have to talk about Quad.
Oh, we're not finished with Married to Medicine. Yes. Quad is draining. I'm done.
You know, I was very much team Quad. I was on her side. Mm-hmm. And then she showed the hell out this episode.
It was not a good look.
It was a terrible look. Quad, what are you doing? What is all of this about?
Quad is already wearing these terrible wigs. And you want to ride for her because she's
What do the wigs have to do with anything?
They're not the best look. So you got to be nice on the inside if you're going to look crazy on the outside.
Oh, okay. That has to be balanced.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I was riding with her. Like, yeah, she has a nice body and everything, but the way that she wears her hair on national television
regularly
is crazy.
Are you talking about the bob?
I don't like it.
Is it too blunt for you, or what is it? It don't sit on her head properly?
Right. It's like a faux scalp, and you don't see any part of her hair. Like, it's not even pretending to blend. It's just like, I'm gonna sit this on my head, and that can be weird.
But at least it is like on her head and not just sitting, because we've seen a couple sittings. You think it just sits?
It does not look attractive.
No, I don't. I didn't say that.
You're going to be mean, you have to look attractive. You cannot be mean.
You can't have any point for someone to get in at you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you have to be in.
Everything has to be. Okay.
She's just all over the place. Like, you know, you're throwing these things on, you're being nasty to your husband, and then you want us to feel sorry for you because your husband is not nice to you. But look at how you behave and look at what you got
Look at what you put out to the public, girl.
That was crazy. Her behavior was uncalled for.
It was ridiculous.
Similar to Auntie Kenya. Not a good look.
Mm. You know, I've been over her, too.
Yeah.
I've been over her. Because, girl, you're not going to start this season acting like you are so prim and proper and polite just because you got married. And then are you really secure? Okay, you know what? I don't know. These are my questions. Are you really secure in your marriage if you feel like you have to change everything about who you are?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
we don't even have to pose that question to her. We can just answer that question right here in English, in the international language of business.
Why do Dorit's titties look like that?
Oh, yeah. She's, you know, she's all over the place. Dorit is really all over the place.
Huh.
She is this season's Lisa Rinna. Like, she's made a complete ass of herself.
Already. And we just got started, girl.
Yeah. She really, yeah, she's the worst. I love how Watch What Crappens does Kenyon's voice. Do you love it?
Can you give me an example of it? Can you please?
Well, I don't have time for drama because I'm married. And these ladies are always dragging his wife, me, because I'm married. I have to give my husband some exercise equipment. Her voice is just as annoying as the way
as her?
To her.
Oh, okay.
So funny to me.
So ridiculous.
I'm leaving, Cynthia. This is not a moment.
She really rolled the window up on Cynthia and then rolled out.
That's it. That was your last one. Ain't, no one is a legit loyal friend other than Cynthia on that show. Cynthia is the only one that's like late.
When
to
she
the
rides
party.
For you, she rides for you.
And that's just it.
And she was the last one riding.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can we talk about Eva and Will?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
I was so happy to see Eva.
Why?
I enjoy her on America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
And I think we need a breath of fresh air of someone who's not just trying to be friends with everyone. Someone who just knows who they are and says what it is. I enjoy that.
Okay.
Obviously.
This I felt just pointed at me, guys. I just want y'all to know that. Okay. Continue.
And so I just find her honesty refreshing because when that guy called her over, she's like, oh, well, this is messy. Whoa!
She sure did.
You're ready.
She sure did.
And she pulled out
because you know what? She was like, I know what I know. I'm not making this shit up. I know that you were all the way involved with the woman that I met you with last week or 2 weeks ago or however long it was. I know that. I know that I'm not making this up.
And by the end of that conversation, he was like, you just really messed this up for me.
Or did you mess it up for yourself with your lying ass?
They don't know how to deal. It's the patriarchy.
Here's the thing. I feel like you really can just be honest about what you want. Hey, guys, you can be honest about what you want. You can.
You can.
God. You sitting here lying. You cursing people out. You telling Eva that you pissed off, that what really pissed you off. Who are you even talking to?
Who even cares what you're saying is a better question. The more he started to go on and on, I was like, first of all, sis, you are not even a star on this cast.
Listen.
No one cares. And then Nene was
Nene jumped in.
Oh, no, you're not going to be arguing with women.
Hello?
I thought she was going to call him a bitch like she called Peter.
She wanted to. She was like, I don't feel like going through this again. And if I call him that, that's just giving him more, you know.
Men don't belong in women business. Get out women business. They have no country.
Yeah, but
I think it was like, oh child.
Hold on, but have you been watching those little snippets where they're watching the show? Like okay. So some of the castmates after each episode, some of the castmates will sit on the couch. I think it's I think Candy is there by herself, maybe. It's Kim and what's the girl that you love so much?
Sheree.
Okay.
All right.
Shit. So Kim and Sheree are on the couch together. And anyway, so fuck.
They're watching it on the couch together?
Thank you. Cynthia and Kenya are on the couch together. And so they were replaying. They had something to say about that, this most recent episode.
What did they say?
Cynthia was like, well, I mean, if he was going to be with someone, I don't think, basically saying, I don't think that this is true, but that what Eva is telling me is true.
Oh.
Because it's so dumb. Like, if he was going to do this, why would he do it in this way? Why wouldn't he be smarter about
That's
it,
what
right?
we tell ourselves.
And then the, all I could think is, well, men are dumb.
They really are. Because you could tell the way he was getting caught up. His shit was unraveling.
He was getting too riled up. He was getting too riled up. Because he really, like he said exactly what he meant. You're messing this up for me. You shouldn't have said anything.
He wasn't smart enough to not say that out loud in front of a camera. He could have pulled Eva to the side and said, let me talk to you over here. But you're messing this up for me. But no, he's on camera getting flustered. And
but he's like, oh, no, I have to show Cynthia that I'm upset so that she believes what I'm saying. And then also, okay, here's a question. Is Cynthia smart?
I can't answer this on this platform. If you want to text me about it, I'll But I'm not going to insult the intelligence of one of my queens.
No, I'm not insulting anything. I really just have a question.
Smart. And obviously, I feel that my answer is intelligence.
But yeah, that was draining. But I love to root for Kenya. I feel like she's been dealt a, I can't remember the expression, but things have not been fair for her. But I cannot ride with her. And no, we're not going to load any of your shit to my phone ever.
First of all,
so let's just
don't do this to me.
I don't need nothing else on my laptop from your phone. What I will say is I feel bad for Kenya, but I also think she's a shitty person.
She's a terrible person. Why do you feel bad for Kenya?
Because like you know, we don't know what it is like, but it has got to be hard to walk through life knowing your mother rejected you.
You know, I agree, but guess what? There are things in place to help you cope and deal. And she has actively chosen not to participate. Mm-hmm. And she's put herself out into the public with her shitty ways. And she actually, like, she thrived on it, on being a shitty person. So now we're supposed to feel bad for her? No, I don't feel bad for you. Like, you know, I wish you well. I hope that you have a long-lasting marriage. But you're not going to pretend. Listen, I'm sending positive thoughts her way, okay? But we're not going to pretend that, like, you're a great person and, you know, you don't deserve.
No, yeah, I'm not saying I think she's great. I'm just saying, like, I feel bad for her. I mean, look at how she compromised herself. And the reason I gave you that look when you wished her well in her marriage was because when she talked about how many compromises that she made to make the marriage work, where he insisted on a damn manual transmission car and she can't drive one. And she was proud of the fact that she just had to acquiesce to that. No. No.
So here's the thing. Is she really in love with him? Or was she
really in love with her?
Well, I'm just going to ask about her side first. Okay. Is she really in love with him, or does she feel like this is what she has to do to be married? They don't know each other.
That's a really good question. I'm just taking a moment to reflect. And I think that she believes that she's in love, but it does not translate like she's in love.
She is doing all of the work. She is doing all of the work.
Yeah.
That man has clearly stated his boundaries. And like you said, she acquiesced. Is that
every time?
Okay. Yeah, she's doing all of these things. She's jumping through all of these hoops for this man who won't even show his face on the show that makes your money. And now you want to act.
This is why he's not going to come here, because y'all always disrespecting his wife.
And now you want to act like you're about to leave the show? Ugh. And then what? What, you going to move to New York?
Girl.
And then what? Y'all going to be Martin around each other every day?
Anymore. Whatever shows you going to be on. Martin is done.
She was only on two episodes, and that's because they extended it.
I don't know what else she's been on.
She's been in some of them movies.
Twa again?
Yeah.
Oh, we can revive the BET arabesque films.
Absolutely. It might be TV One now.
Oh, Christ.
You know?
That's 20.
She did have those exercise videos. I don't know who bought them, but she had those.
And I can't trust an exercise video. And she does work out, right? But I just don't want an exercise video from a person who has had surgical
enhancements.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Enhancements or reductions or whatever. I don't trust your physical abilities.
Yeah, and my trainer was telling me that people really do that. They will. But yeah, my trainer was telling me about all the people that go on Instagram and pose as trainers.
People do it all the time. Because they get
surgical enhancements.
They do it all the time.
Or they just already look like that. Mm. And then they have all these people paying them to be trainers, but they don't really have the scientific
background. They don't know what it is. They didn't go to classes.
Because you just look like this. You may be telling people you're 40 years old, but you're really 31. And you're just because, okay, well, this is not the podcast for that, but that's an issue.
I feel like this is the podcast for whatever we feel like talking about. I mean, that's just me.
The illusions, man. This shit is crazy.
And why are you so comfortable putting those out? Man. Stop it.
Yeah, I've seen some shit. Some of the stuff she's put me on to. Because it makes her apprehensive about doing workout videos. Because, like, I guess she has people in her ear like, hey, you should do workout videos and, you know, get more people that way. And she was like, well, I don't want to do that because all the people that do that now aren't even legitimate trainers. They're phoning. They're just people that are either, like, genetically just kind of born that way or people who have had surgery and look like that.
That's why I was attracted to Sherelle, because I saw that she did the work herself. She worked hard.
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
But there are people who you just see, they look like something one day, and a couple months down the line, they look different. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about, oh, here, this is my workout line of clothing, and you can do this with me, sign up. And this, hello?
It's all about my own, sorry.
I don't care.
I keep thinking but I'm don't caressing touch my foot, but I keep touching you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to caress my foot.
I mean, congratulations. I don't know.
Can we please talk about Candy's congratulations? I was on Essence Party.
Okay. So, okay. I understand being proud of yourself and wanting to celebrate yourself. I get it. I think that if you invite people to the party, you have to at least have some type. There's a certain level of appreciation that you should show to each person that comes. That you have to show while they are there in public.
Yeah.
And you can feel whatever kind of way behind.
It's called being gracious.
My thing is, don't come. Don't invite me. Sorry. Don't invite me to your party. I've had parties and there are people who I said I didn't want to see there. So I didn't invite them. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I know that I'm not going to act properly if you just show up to my party.
Girl, don't even get me started.
So
I got an invite 2 days ago for something happening this weekend. Okay. No. I won't be doing it.
I won't be there.
But yeah, it's true.
Yeah, like, so
if you know that there's a rift, do not go.
Either don't go
and do not invite,
or don't invite.
If you met, because Mariah Candy and her circle pulled the same thing Mariah did. But Mariah had Heavenly there and then threw Shay, and this is just an award for somebody that just would never talk about my mother. If you're still mad about that, don't invite me.
Yes. And
I'm okay with that. So I know what I said about your mom.
My real issue about Mariah, though, is that she won't even fess up to that. Yeah. She's very much like, I don't know what you're talking. That was a shade. I was just trying to give a friend an award.
These ladies are always attacking me.
You are a liar. And what did she do for her husband? For him to cater to her in this way.
Magic vagina. She talked about it this episode.
Oh,
like the first time they had sex, and they had sex like 7 times.
I'm saying,
like that.
Is that? But is that abnormal?
I think he had not had anything like that. Whatever she had going on, whatever he was attracting in his world was not like that.
Okay,
that's what I gathered.
All right,
And I was like, okay, I see this. He hasn't seen nothing like this. And that would make sense. I'm behind on Grown-ish. Still.
I mean, that's fine. It's a great show.
Oh, yeah, it really is. The Shy. Let's talk about it. Sarita, jump in.
Okay.
Because you had an emotional response to this week's episode of The Shy.
This week's episode?
I did not. Did I miss that? God. I left it indifferent. What
from beginning to end, I was just, I could barely watch. I didn't know what to expect.
I missed it.
It was a suspenseful episode in that.
It looks so good.
Thank you, girl. This is actually the first time that I've done this in a while. It's normally been in my little kindergarten twist.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to.
I'm glad you changed it up. I get bored sometimes, so I do like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's nice to look at.
So the episode was suspenseful in that we weren't sure if one character was going to make it. We weren't sure how he got into the situation.
And the little boy did it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Everybody's so scared. The cop is scared. The boy is scared. Everybody's so scared for a number of reasons.
But you see how Mama was not playing with Mr. Police?
She brought out the shotgun.
Mama was not playing. She was like, listen, not here, not today. You will not. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. The only thing I was thinking the whole time I was watching it, honestly, I couldn't even concentrate because I was just like, Chicago seems so stressful. I just fucking cannot with this. Like, who's got the gun? Mm-hmm. Who shot this person? Like, that brother,
Oh, my God. Yo, I saw somebody on the train today.
And also, that little boy is not a damn stud. I thought the little boy with the locks was a young lady.
Was a girl.
Transitioning.
No.
It was a lot to take in.
I mean, but we got that covered in the first episode.
Because he was... Did we?
Yeah, because I looked at her and I was like, oh God, see. I looked at him and said, oh, this is a pretty girl who doesn't want to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cute little girl that doesn't want to be a girl. And her friends are okay with it. Okay, this show is very progressive. Let's go.
That's what I mean.
And then they said something about him. And I was like, oh, okay, so he's a boy.
Oh, okay. I thought that he was just like identifying as a him. Mm-hmm. And then when his brother was like, your dick's still small. And I was like, she doesn't have penis.
First of all, okay. sir, why are you the only naked person? And you just gonna hop out this hot tub in the middle of an apartment?
You know what everybody here? You're not gonna feel me on this, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Oh boy.
Did you see 300?
Of course not.
God.
Sorry, no, I have seen it, but like in bits and pieces, not all the way through. But go ahead.
But the brother just reminded me of Xerxes.
Is that the main character?
No. God damn it. Okay, fuck this conversation. The Shy was great, as usual. Thank you.
How about This Is Us?
Bitch. Oh, God.
This Is Us had me in my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. You've been crying all week.
I mean, I didn't cry at that, but I have been crying. I have been crying.
Yeah, you're becoming a human being.
I don't know that I like it.
No, you're still joining us. I told Yima, I said, listen, bitch went to Reiki. She's got feelings. She cried the other day, and I held her.
I cried in the Reiki, in the bed at the Reiki lady's office.
Like everyone in one's life was like, what?
She was talking to me when she was giving me my reading. When I tell you, this left eye just started dropping tears. And I'm laying there like, I don't know what the fuck is happening here. I don't know. I don't like it.
The fucking
tears gathering up inside my ears. I don't like this.
Oh,
and then my body is feeling some kind of way.
Yuma was like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Did she cry? She probably cried.
Tell her I love her too. I was like, girl, we fixing the robot, bitch. We fixing the robot.
Ah, bleh.
Like, I couldn't see if she was crying because we were on WhatsApp audio.
Okay.
Because she was stuck.
She was like,
when we went to what? Oh my God. So yeah, I'm sorry. I've derailed us. Yeah, This Is Us is so good. Are you ready to cry after the Super Bowl?
Oh, it's tonight.
No.
Oh, there's no new episode.
No, it's after the Super Bowl. We see how he died and what happened.
Okay, so I'm guessing.
Spoiler alert.
I guess, first of all, listen, all you get is a solid 24 hours after an episode.
You saw it?
No, she's like a season behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we know from Jump that the father dies. But we finally, yeah.
Spoiler alert. Have you not? You haven't, wait, hold on.
Father.
What? So you haven't seen the show at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
So you already know that he dies.
You learn early on that the dad's not there, but all the way up until this coming episode, we don't see how he dies. Yeah, you'll see like in another episode or so, but yeah, he dies. You know what it is? It's the episode when it's after that when
you tell me when
it's a Super Bowl episode. And Kate, we find out at the end that Kate wants to watch it with the bird instead of going to her dad's house or something.
All right,
but girl, no, this is not even.
It doesn't ruin anything. I promise you, it doesn't ruin anything.
In every episode,
second.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Where can I watch that?
NBC Hulu.
Do you have a password?
Yes.
Okay. So good.
It's a great show. It's a fantastic show. And you're going to be in love with Sterling K. Brown like we are.
Yeah.
Is his penis like really large?
That's a big blur.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Why are
Have you ever watched this show? What is this? It's called It's called Stripped. Sure. It's on Sarita, do you watch this on Bravo?
No, I haven't watched it before.
I haven't watched it either. It's been on in the background while doing other things, but food rations, water, and toilet paper.
Ew. Okay, that's not attractive anymore.
Okay.
I don't like to think of humans using a bathroom.
Can you do? Okay. We were talking about This Is Us. Was there any other point that you wanted to touch on that show?
Only that I cried. I mean, like, I saw.
You always cry.
At the show. Uncontrollably.
Do you make it through 15 minutes? The first 15 minutes?
Usually I don't, because something happens that gives you some background on why one of them is the way they are. And I just need to be held. So I hold myself. I make myself feel better.
Okay.
Because Kevin is too triggering for me, man.
How?
He's who I identify with the most in their family.
Why?
Because I was abrasive and spoiled and selfish, and I just didn't understand what was happening around me.
Like how she's speaking in past tense.
I do, actually. Thank you for pointing
that. Yeah, I'm self-aware now, so I'm not that way like in 2018, but like growing up, I was just really just harsh and a lot. And I'm going to continue to speak in past tense. And because my family doesn't listen to this. But hold on, when we were at the Spice Meet the other day, somebody was like, oh my God. Oh, this woman came. She's like, you know, Nikki, you're so sweet. And I told your cousin the other day, I just thank her so much for introducing us because you are so sweet. And my mom was like, my child?
First of all, mothers need to stop.
I was like, girl, hold on. I told the vendors in here to just get you whatever you want tonight. And you're going to play me like this?
That's what mothers do. But also, you couldn't hold this until we weren't in mixed company.
Not one fuck given. But my thing was, I just kept it 100.
With who?
Everyone.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, I just, like, if something was weird or didn't make sense, I would just say, like,
yeah, I feel like that's, hey. I feel like that's a good way to operate.
Yeah, so I just started controlling it in social situations because it was so abrasive at home. And that's what, like I said, I don't get really, really mad at people. Because when I do get really, really mad, I say things that can't be undone and that whole thing.
See, and I mean, we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. but like in my family, you really just say what you feel, unless you're a child talking to a parent. Mm-hmm. You say, except for Michelle, because she says whatever. You just say what you feel, or what you say, what is what you see as the truth, and people enough. People just have to deal with it.
Yeah, we do.
So, oh, sorry.
We just take it on the chin and keep it moving. See you tomorrow. Well, thanks.
Now, lie it, lie.
It's very true. All right, so like This Is Us, we did that. Nashville is getting a little Scientology to me. I think it's time.
It's totally Scientology. Am I going through my bottle fast or what?
No. Well, you're asking the wrong person. Anytime you ask me, are you drinking too much? What do I say to you? You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
Know your audience.
Am I drinking this like juice today?
Go ask Al.
You know what? I normally drink reds. And, you know, the white is a little bit lighter. So mm-hmm. also, none of that makes any difference.
Well, red will put you in your ass faster. So it takes me.
A little longer to drink. Yeah, okay. So, okay.
So there we go. We're the same.
Cheers.
Now you're fine.
Okay.
But yeah, Nashville, I think it is time to cancel it.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
I didn't want to believe it last week.
No, it's over. It's over. Because what are y'all even talking about here?
Now we've got fucking, what is her name? Janine Lizette. What is her name?
Juliet.
Close as fuck, right? Janine Lizette. That's what you get. She's now having flashbacks and remembering child rape and all this stuff, like
hundreds of dollars on a
guys, let's just stop. And then we still, like, Gunner is still in love with Scarlett, and just guys, we've done enough. But what are we doing?
And now
because that beautiful music, because
gay man is on steroids, so he's not.
Is that what he's doing?
Yes, that's why he's acting crazy. Yes.
Wow. I was hoping it was Coke. Coke is more of a sexy drug.
So are you going to feel this way until you actually do it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
But I can't really do it because I feel like I won't stop.
You probably not.
The moment I realize I've lost 15 pounds in a day just snorting Coke all day. Bitch, that's
it. But you're going to have to... That doesn't happen immediately. Like, you're not going to do Coke on day one and then... just do it all day and then lose weight. Do you know that?
It happens really fast. And when you're on Coke.
But it won't be the same
when
day.
When you're on Coke, a week feels like one day. Okay?
But also, what are so you going to do? You have a whole ass business.
I think it's better. I'm not going to like do Coke.
Or even try.
I'm not going to because I know I have an addictive personality. Yes.
You love it.
Right, and they can't focus on anything else outside of the love of Coke. Mm-hmm. Now, if Zen in a Jar does blow up, mark my words, if it blows up...
That's a Mary J. Blige song. I know you...
Okay. I know. But if it blows up and I've got, like, staff, and I can afford a Coke high, then I might just do it because I'm not responsible for your shea butter. Somebody else is.
Okay, but it's still addictive. Mm-hmm. So... What changes? You would still get addicted to the drug.
Right, but at least your shea butter would be good because someone else is in charge of it by that time. By the time I'm rich enough for a Coke habit.
Please don't make me fuck anybody up. You're talking about this Coke shit.
I'm just joking. I don't even know where I could get Coke from. Like,
we don't want to know.
Yeah.
Audience.
First of all.
I'm just saying. I'm looking for...
It just really sounds like a very expensive weight loss plan, but cheaper than surgery. Definitely cheaper than surgery. But
yes, really, expensive workout plan.
Yeah.
I don't think the numbers... No, more expensive than surgery.
Really?
Coke addiction?
It's expensive, yeah.
That's different from Coke introduction.
Yeah. Just say no.
Scandal.
Good transition.
Oh, I'm trash. It's a transition.
I think I'm really done with Olivia. I think so. Mm. Would you feel differently? Mm-hmm. How? Why?
Because I'm not a traditional white hat Olivia person, so I think she'll figure it out. We are all, oh my God, this is the word I was looking for the other day. We're all worthy of redemption. And Olivia will be redeemed. Or we'll have to kill him. It's the final season. Do you think we'll kill her, or do you think she'll be alive?
No, just kill her. It's all right.
You want to kill her?
She's gone too far. She has gone too far. The fact that she got too comfortable with power, mm-hmm, and put her own friend's life at risk, mm-hmm, just to maintain her power, a power that she doesn't even... Nothing was really at risk for her to say, okay, go here, get your bones back or whatever. You just wanted to seem important to your dad. No. And so you really risked
that your homegirl. That real.
I know. Oh. But also, that's your whole last friend. Hmm. I mean, well, obviously. So who do you trust in? What is your focus in life? What are you looking for? What do you live for? Mm-hmm. Is it really just power? And if that's the case, who are you as a human being? Why do you need to be here?
It's true. But she was chasing power because of her father. Like, he's having to change her heart now, but he raised her to chase power. That's what he did.
That's what he did, but that's not how he raised her.
But we, you know, we do what we see them do as opposed to what they tell us to do. We talked about that last week.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. Because I was telling you, like, when my parents were like, you know, save your money and pay bills and shit, but I would watch them ignore calls from bill collectors. That's what I picked up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we mimic that. So I think that that's what's happening here. And we should probably just kill her. Or, I don't know, I really still kind of want Vermont for them. And I want them to make jams.
Does she want that? You know when she'll want that? When she falls. Mm-hmm. When she falls outside of him, she's going to run to him and be like, okay, help me, please.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
People were talking about the crossover episode last week. Did I miss it?
Or
did
no, it hasn't happened.
Okay. Okay, cool. How to Get Away with Murder. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I cannot keep up.
Okay.
So nobody dies in the second half of the season. We're still just trying to figure out this whole Simon and...
Yeah, I mean,
back.
Simon could still die. We don't know.
Simon is booked as fuck.
He is.
I saw him on yet another show.
I did too, but I can't remember what show it was. But he is on something else outside of The Shy.
What the fuck was it? Well, okay, so we saw the same
Yes, we
thing.
Did. And I was like, okay, motherfucker, you better get your check.
Get your check.
I don't remember what show it was, but...
Was it Shameless?
Was no. it Shameless?
Was it Shameless? Was so. It Smilf? It was
no,
something.
No, Smilf is off now.
I didn't finish it yet.
Okay.
I got 16 minutes left in the final episode.
Are you holding off?
I feel so sorry for her. It's hard to get through it.
I mean, yeah, she's had a hard time.
She's had a hard time.
She's
short end of the stick, and it's just hard to watch that life lay out for a white queen.
Are you watching Divorced?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's hard to watch. I don't like how they're so mean to Carrie.
Who's mean to her?
That bitch of a daughter. She left her off the family tree.
But guess what?
It's how it goes, but it's hard to watch.
Okay.
For me, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is a good show. Like, they're taking it in a good direction. I feel like it could have gone, like, all over the place.
It could have gone everywhere.
But, yeah, they're figuring it out. So we can close out with rapid and random. Then.
Go.
Okay. Rapid and random question number one. What do you do when your close friend wants to include her husband or kid in all the activities y'all participate in?
Okay. What do you do when your friend wants to include their spouse or their child?
Close friend.
Okay. So I'm going to speak generally because I don't have this issue in my own life. I have to go over this and make sure that there's no one that I consider close to. yeah, I don't have this issue. So, you know, I'd probably be the one to say, oh, so this is an everybody event? Okay. I thought that this was just girls. Oh, okay. So baby girl is coming. Oh, that's great. Well, should I call my nieces to come too? Or are we going to do something else now? Or, huh? Okay.
So guys, should we just go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Since we're bringing children, since children are here, you know, I always got my bag ready for, I can have drinks in the bag, you know, while the children play, since we're doing children's things. But I think if it got to the point where it was every time we went out, I would really have a sit down like, hey, what's going on? Why? I think it's harder with a child as opposed
Are you gay? That's a Ghostbusters 2 reference for all of you. Shout out to geriatric millennials.
I would have to ask, so, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
What is behind having to bring your partner or your child to every event? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Let's fix this. Because you deserve, outside of me wanting to be with just an adult, you deserve to have some time to yourself too. So let's figure this out.
I agree. And I'm a psycho. So if I don't have like clearance, I need to grant clearance ahead of time. Or I just have a problem with it. It's true.
I know.
Wait, can you explain that? What does that mean?
Okay, so one time, like, when we was dating this guy, right? And I knew him from high school. But he was at brunch, and I was just like, this is brunch? Why are you here? Like, you couldn't take 3 fucking hours away from her? Jesus Christ. I would just like to get drunk with my best friend and not sit with a nigga for 3 hours.
That was prime time, honey. That was prime time.
Oh my God. And I remember thinking when I was like, how am I going to deal with this? Okay, I'm still going to go.
But you see, it just happened one time.
Yeah, because I was just like, I'm going to have brunch with this nigga. Am I supposed to bring this nigga? Like, I don't want to bring all these people. This is our brunch. Like, what is this? Like, I'm around other human beings involuntarily all the time. So my Sundays are my days to be around the people that I want to be around. And it's a hard boundary for me, Sarita. It's a hard boundary. Can't do it.
Yeah, you know, you really do have boundaries with that. Because you called me the other day like, hey, we talked about me going on a trip with someone. Are you okay with that?
Yeah,
you didn't really chime in. I just want to know where we stand. And I was like, you know what? In my head, I didn't say this out loud, but I was like, I appreciate that she took the time to ask me how I feel about this.
Because this is a boundary. Boundaries are important. So many fucking unnecessary conflicts happen because we don't have open and honest dialogue about motherfucking boundaries.
We have boundaries about taking other people to brunch.
We really do.
Where are you going with these other people to brunch?
You went to brunch today? Where did you go? You took them to our place?
Okay. All right. We didn't even have this. Oh, so you had happy hour. You had happy hour with people that I like, not even people I dislike. You had happy hour with people I like, and I didn't get a text even?
Hey.
Oh.
The other day, when you text me and Sherelle talk about, oh, I'm going to be at brunch in Danita's basement. I said, oh.
It was happy hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm so drunk. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's all the same.
It was happy hour, right?
Alcohol.
And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to be in Denise's basement. I said, Denise's basement? You can be in Granite City. I'm going to Granite City. I'm cutting dinner short with my family. Because my nigga's going to be in the basement. And that's what we do. She not going to have no happy hour in my neighborhood without me.
First of all, that was my way of saying.
Everybody, wrap up your Jimmy's barbecue sandwiches.
That was my way of saying, hey, ho. I don't know what you thought you were doing, but you're going to make an appearance at this event. Yes, I'm with other people, but so what?
Remember you had dinner with Ginger, and I came downstairs.
You sure did.
It was like 10 o'clock. And I was like,
I don't know what's taking her so long to get down here. Hello? I told you I was coming there.
Yes, and both nights, I cut date night short because I was like, okay, well, my friend is here.
Listen, everyone that we have been involved with always knows. Well, mommy, you're walking into a friendship.
Too. Yeah, mommy can come too. Are you going to come if you bring mommy? Please.
Yes, this is romantic relationships and also other just friendships, co-worker situations. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
Like, even though it's annoying that you and Al have so many things in common that annoy me,
mm-hmm.
It's great that y'all get along.
Yes. I think we really enjoy each other's company.
We can all just, you see, he came out here. Let me say, this nigga never showers that fast. Because he has to sit on his phone and he plays this fucking word Scrabble game. And
yes, word Scrabble.
He does all of that, right? And he just sits and he listens to podcasts and all of that. I call it his constitutional in the bathroom. And then he takes his shower and it takes just like 35 fucking minutes because we're trying to watch movies in the middle of all his shit.
Mm.
Your ass coming over. Fastest shower I ever seen.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? You about to watch the State of the Union?
No, we're not. We're recording the podcast. But you just want to sit with Boomy on the new couch.
I know that's what you want to do.
Listen.
This couch is so friendly.
It's a really nice couch.
This couch is so friendly, Michelle. I fell asleep in that corner right there. Sitting up, honey. I didn't even have to lay down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That's my spot. And you were very comfortable in it, so I was just in the middle of the U.
I took your spot?
Yeah, that's my spot designated. But it's okay. I don't mind. I'm a gracious hostess. So worried.
Oh, okay. Because that's what gracious hostesses say.
Of course.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Second question. Oh, this is real personal. You hook your friend up with a job and they complain about it on Facebook. What do you do?
Complain about what?
The job that you got them. You get me a job in your office. You go out of your way to say, please bring Nikki on to this job. And I'm on Facebook like, this job is bullshit. I'm so sick of these people.
I'm going to be upset. But I'm going to say to you, hey, what's going on? Let's talk about it. Let's write this out. What are your issues with this job? Are these issues that can be fixed or do you need to go elsewhere? And if you need to go elsewhere,
may I help you with your resume?
Yes. Let's start that process right now.
Your hair looks so good. I bet it smells good.
Thank you. You want to smell?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Oh my, okay.
It does smell good. Oh my God. What did you do your hair with? It smells really, really delicious.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll stop, but it smells really good.
It's okay. I was actually telling someone the other day, because someone told me that my hair looked good,
mm-hmm.
or looked soft or something. And I said, yeah, you know, you told me that a couple of times. Normally, my best friend says it, and by the second time that she says it, her hands are in my hair.
Stop.
And I said that.
Stop treating me like a white woman.
But I said, she always feels some kind of way about doing it, but I don't care.
But it's offensive.
It isn't offensive. Hey, guess what? We've met before. You know when you've done something offensive to me. When I find something offensive, it's very clear.
That's very true.
Not a secret.
That's very, very true.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
But like, okay, let's take a moment to shout out Cheska Lee.
Okay.
Her first video, Things White Girls
Yes! Say, kind Michelle, of didn't we just like talk about
Cheetos?
It?
She's the worst.
Didn't it just come up? Didn't it just come up in the memory?
Things White Girls Say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's killing them now. Have you seen her? Have you seen her glow up? She's got two pilots in the works and a book that is done.
Oh, I heard about her on the news last week.
Yes, yes.
You've probably seen other things by her and just haven't put it together.
Because she was even on the Daily Show or the Nightly Show. Which one was she?
No. I think that was, wasn't that Jessica Williams and not Cheska Lee?
Jessica Williams was on the Daily Show.
Okay. So Cheska Lee was on the Nightly Show, the Larry Wilmore one.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and it got canceled and she was discouraged. She has this podcast that's ongoing with her husband, which is hilarious. And when the Nightly Show got canceled, she got picked up in two other areas.
Because she's married to a nice white man, right?
Yeah. Okay. He plays the shit out of her.
Okay.
That's what my partner enjoys it.
Okay.
Because he bullshits her sense of humor as my sense of humor is bullshit.
Oh.
Frequently here. Enough.
So how would you handle a friend who complained about the job that you got them on Facebook?
I would unfriend you and get you fired.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, that's my style. That's it. That's my C's all day. I would see it and I say, you know
what? Like my job? This good job here?
This good job that I got you. I put my name on line for you and you doing this shit.
And this is how you act?
Done.
And if you're doing this on Facebook, what are you doing in the office?
Yeah.
Nope, we don't have time.
You're not doing anything in the office because you got time to be on Facebook complaining. Excuse me. I don't think this is working out. Prior to the end of the probationary period, I'll do it. You have to.
I understand.
Period. Last question.
Go.
Your uncoordinated 10-year-old niece wants to be the next Gabby Douglas. How do you have the conversation when she wants to try out for a gymnastics team?
All right, now you're asking me now.
You're the wrong person to ask. I know your answer.
All right. So my first question is, do you know that you're clumsy? You know that you tend to fall when other people are just walking?
That's not it.
So I'm not telling you no. I'm going to say you have a lot of work to do. So are you willing to put in the work? If you're willing, we can do this. It's going to take a lot of practice. It really is. It really is.
Sexual assaulters and pedophiles.
Well, no, that's just the U.S. thing. But, you know, that's solved now. It's fine. Everyone involved in that is basically out of there.
They've been resigning left and right?
As they should.
20 years of complicity in sexual assault and violence.
It's crazy because there is no justification for the shit that they let happen. There's no justification. You have to step down.
Get out of here. So, yeah, I would just say, okay, I'm going to tell you, this is what it really is. If this is what you really care about, show me that you're putting in the work to get this done. Show me that you're putting in hours on your own time before I try to help you on the professional side or, you know, with professional help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say that it's out of the question altogether. But you're going to have to put in some real work. And I'm not the one that's going to lie to you.
Well, I'm going to say if it's a niece of mine, you're too clumsy and you're going to die. So just don't do it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Clumsy runs in the family.
Yes. My sister constantly falls. Her daughter constantly falls.
Does she?
Which one?
Autumn.
Oh.
No.
Every time she falls and she looks at me, I'm like, yeah, you're looking at me because you just laughed at me when I fell and you just fell. All the time. It is what it is. It's family. It's hard.
Okay, you're not clumsy, right?
I have amazing reflexes.
Okay.
I caught that glass on Sunday.
You sure did. we were at this coffee shop and a little glass spilled over and was about to rolled off of the ledge. But as it was rolling, I was like, hey, she was closest to it. Mm-hmm. And so she turned and saw it falling as it was falling. And she caught that shit.
Wow. Not a million years.
But I am clumsy. I knock things over, but then I catch them.
Oh, okay.
Like, I always have too much stuff. Bags, the bag thing. Yeah.
The bag. The other day, she was like, I'm not carrying a purse. I just need these few things. Right? Mm-hmm. And what I thought was going to be one or two things ended up being six or seven things mm-hmm. in her hands.
Computer, notebook. There's probably a teacup in there.
A snack.
Yeah.
There was so much. And I was like, this doesn't look like it's going to end well. I don't.
Two big bags inside.
I don't think this is going to go well. You probably should have just brought your purse. And she's like, yeah, you're right. I totally should have.
But then you come
to Yeah. So I'm not clumsy. Until I feel like you make me clumsy.
I said, no, you're not. And I wanted to move on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's fine. Yes, I've made you clumsy. And it's cool. You know, I mean, it makes us human.
It just throws me off. I'm so confused every time.
Somebody told, I don't know if it was my boyfriend or somebody, but they said if I wasn't clumsy, then I would be perfect. And that's not fair. So if that's not fair, I'll take it.
It's not fair to who?
To the rest of the world. Like, if I was just going to walk around and be me but not drop things and hurt myself.
I think it was him. Because you've said that to me before. And I was like, oh, this person is right. This is only because
fair. That's why I'm close.
He is all the way in love with you. He has to find things to say to make you feel good.
Oh.
Whoa.
So we're going to cut the podcast right there.
And
you got to end scene. We're like, motherfuckers get out of bounds. You got to just end scene.
Oh, it's out of bounds. It's not just honest.
Insane. Just because your hair smells so delicious.
My hair smells?
I'm drunk. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know those homes were there?
I didn't even know those homes were there.
Thank you for coming to your podcast.
Thank you. I'm never going to clap. I don't know why you do that, hoping that I'm going to clap.
Because
I'm not going to clap.
A great job.
I would rather cheers the glasses again.
Okay.
That was so pretty.
Thank you for your time and patience tonight, Sarita.
Thank you kindly.
We appreciate you.
Thank you all for listening. Our sponsors, as always, Zen in a Jar.
And your mama.
Mm. Well, I guess she did sponsor this.
She's so petty. She's going to tell her mama, too, the next time I'm there. Mommy.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for her to be there so I can be like, Mommy, let me tell you what
Danita
this girl said.
Danita said.
She thought I was going to forget Mommy, but I didn't forget. This is what she said.
Thank you, Sarita. Have a great night.
Good night, everyone. ZenInTheJar.com, ChipDiamondMagazine.com. Swirl Sweet, ow!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.